views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everyone, to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am joined here by my esteemed and most lovable co-host, Daryl, who is also an intuitive card reader. We welcome you on this fine Friday to our show, which the topic is, what is your passion, and are you connected with your passion? Now, we will be discussing this for a few minutes, but we are always open to giving readings on any topic that should be on your minds at the present time. Now, for those of you who are newcomers to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, I use an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is a method called personal prophecy that my grandmother taught me over 30 years ago. It is an incredibly literal method, where tarot is this beautiful, all-encompassing, say, overview of our lives in terms of its philosophy. Personal prophecy is much more of the minute and gives clarity to the place where you are in right now and helps you make decisions as you are traveling your path to the future. So this is what we will be doing today, is conducting readings using ordinary playing cards. Now, Daryl, you learned this method, 10 years ago?
Yeah, about that now.
From me, and it has been most useful, as you've said often in the past, in terms of your work.
Yes, it has.
Also family relationships.
Yep.
And in terms of passion.
Yes, it has.
When you give readings to others, I know that you're helping them to connect to their passion, as I have been doing myself. Now, out there, you may be thinking, what exactly is passion? Oh, we know what romantic passion is. We know what physical, sexual passion is. But what about the kind that involves, say, your career, your children, your family, friends, your livelihood and the hobbies that you enjoy? Are you really connected in a passionate way? I can tell you one thing in terms of work. If what you do as your J-O-B that helps to make you to pay your bills and make you a living, this I would not necessarily equate with passion. Passion to me would be that dream job, that one that you think is just too far beyond your grasp. But you know what? The cards are going to show you it's a heck of a lot closer than we think. So I think we'll delve a little bit into the career side in terms of passion today, and also in our relationships, even with our children. I know a particular lady. She's someone I work with here at the Healing Fountain, which is where we are broadcasting. This mother is so impassioned with the lives of her children that her son and her daughter have just completely full, rich lives through the efforts of their mother. And I'll tell you, this is not one of those fairy tale kind of families where you might be thinking, oh yeah, there's a daddy and a mommy and the children are all so perfect. Well, it isn't that perfect. She's also a struggling single mother, and yet she's made her children's lives one of stability, one of productivity, of the richness that can be had as family, just family. Mm-hmm. And I honor her, and I also consider her to be the epitome of what it means to be a mother. And you know, I'll tell you, the ironic side to all of this is, and I can relate myself, is not having had that kind of mother. So what do? We put our passion into filling the gaps that happened in our own upbringings, where if you grew up feeling, well, unloved or overlooked or ignored completely or kicked to the curb because parents were just too self-absorbed, this is when you have the opportunity with your own children to turn all of that around and find passion in the good life that you're building for your kids.
Speaking of passion, what is your passion, Deb?
My particular passion?
Yes.
I have to honestly say that in terms of my work, it would have to be this. This is what I've been doing for 30-some years now. It's not about turning a fast buck. It's not about necessarily being able to, live in a beautiful home because of your passion. Your passion is what makes some of the best writers, the best artists, the best musicians, people that are starving in some respects. And that would be for me. I mean, I've had to pick up side jobs and odd jobs and do other jobs in order to be able to enjoy my true passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that would come down to using personal prophecy to help others find their happiness and their passion in life. And being able to experience the coming together of that love that was perceived in the cards, or that apology that's been long in coming that the cards kept perceiving was on its way to someone with a deeply broken heart, or somebody that has been yearning for, say, a career on the stage, or one in particular was a lab technician out in California who yearned to be a jewelry designer, and through the personal prophecy method, he was actually able to abandon his lab work and become a jewelry designer. And today his jewelry is often shown in Manhattan, up in New York, at various galleries. So I feel that we need to open ourselves and to be able to embrace the abundance that is so readily available to all of us in terms of passion.
Right.
Now, for you, I think that you have a number of different passions, Daryl.
Yes.
One was your country and how you fought for it through, your work in the Navy.
Right.
You were very impassioned.
Yep.
There were things that you did, Daryl, that were never even recorded in your record due to the secret nature of the missions. That takes a lot of dedication and, I think, passion. And then there's the flip side for you. The racing car passion. That 8 minutes out on a track when your hair is on fire and you're screaming at 150 miles an hour, and I've stood in the pit and watched. I've seen passion in motion.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing. So if there's something for you that you dream of, that you yearn for, that you feel is your true passion in life, I have something coming up for you. We are going to do a very special and most powerful visualization a little bit later in the show. Before we get there, start thinking about it. What is that thing you've always wanted? Was it a certain career aspiration? The kind of home and family that we were very passionate about having for our children. We wanted our kids to feel loved, even when they had done something wrong.
Yes.
We still managed to say, we're not happy with what you did, but we still love you.
Yeah, many times.
So that's what we're going to talk about. And Daryl, would you like to give the phone number so we can get cracking on some readings?
Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So... anyway, we did create a very passionate family within our own little bubble here.
I do think you're right. And I think a lot of it has to come from your own clarity. This method has been quite an enabler when it comes to clarifying what's really important in our lives.
Right.
How much influence are you going to give to others in the way that they impact your life? There a lot of people come into our lives seemingly with the best intentions, and then come to find out they actually had a very secret agenda toward us that later on could really seem very disheartening. Our own family members can be disappointing. You know, there's that saying, you can't choose your family, but you can your friends. Well, I like to think of my friends as being an extension of my own family. That we don't just like you, we love you. And when you are wrapped in the love of of our bubble, which that's what we cherish with all our hearts.
Right.
You can count on us through thick and thin. And that's what we should be to each other. That's the sort of passion that we need to bring to our relationships.
Right. What's really, in our own little family here, I've seen it in two of our sons that they had enough passion to follow me into the military.
Yes, they did. And it was through your passion that they found theirs.
Yeah, it was.
They saw the pride and the respect and the dedication that you had in terms of your career for 22 years in the Navy.
Yep. And they're both doing good, so it's really cool. Anyway, we're going to take a break here, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Call in.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee. I'm Daryl, her intuitive host, co-host.
You paused there.
Yes.
You're my intuitive everything, honey.
Yes.
And I want to welcome all of you back and to let you know that we're having a wonderful time here on this beautiful sunny Friday afternoon. We hope that you'll pick up your little telephones and give us a call.
The number is 1-800-930-2819.
And we'll cover any topic you would like. We just thought today we'd discuss for a few minutes a little bit about passion. You see passion in the presidential race that's shaping up, huh?
No, not at all. I see, I don't even know what I see in that.
Well, it is a heady brew, isn't
it? Yes,
it
is.
It'll be interesting to see how it all starts to pan out in the end.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to get to, I don't know, one extreme to the other. All right, we have our first caller. We have Lisa from Virginia.
Lisa.
How's Lisa today?
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
I wanted to call as a follow-up from my last call.
Okay.
I am the one who called about being in this casual relationship, hoping to hear from my guy. And you said I would hear from him soon, and I heard from him today.
Yay!
I think that was a good omen, so it meant that I should call you back.
Well, great. We love to keep up on, you know, those who've been part of our readings here on the Psychic Love Doctor show. So what can we do for
Absolutely.
You today?
Well, I heard from him. He says he misses me, yet I still don't have further information about when I will get the chance to see him or really where this relationship is taking me. So I guess my question today is, how does the future look for us moving forward based on that we are still in contact?
Okay. So let's see what the cards say.
Okay.
And for those of you that may wish to know, I'm using a 24-card layout.
Okay.
For the reading. And what? Just give me a moment here, Lisa, as I lay down your cards.
And I just have to let you know that it's so great that your show is also, our archives are online, because I did have the chance to go back and review the reading that was online last time and refresh my memory. And I really wanted to call you back with some feedback that you said I would hear from him, and I did. So just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you very much for mentioning that. Yes, we do have the show's archive. And in fact, today is our very first videotaping of the Psychic Love Doctor show on Friday.
Oh, so, my goodness.
So, yes, you're going to be a star.
That's exciting. Where can I find the video?
In your cards for you, Lisa, is that this relationship right now is being held back as in terms of complications concerning his work. I'm just seeing like one of, it's almost like he has to jump hurdles, like, you know, when you're taking track and field. This man has, there's men all over the place that he works and networks and connects with. And there's some sort of big operation going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you could try to see this as not so much a cool down, but just a little bit of a slow down, where absence can only make the heart grow fonder. Keep things light and affectionate and sexy when you text him. And don't make yourself feel full of need. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right.
If you come across needy, it's going to feel like another brick in his bag of of things he has to carry along with him. And what you want is to be the breath of fresh air in his life. So I strongly suggest that you let this relationship develop. It's going to, but right now he's just got a lot of work interferences.
Right. Yeah, he's going to come. He's going to get to see you, I'm guessing, here pretty soon. But
and I think it's going to be quite an impassioned reunion.
Oh, yes.
So I see nothing but great signs for that to happen. And I feel that you'll see him before, well, let's definitely say before the end of the year. All right. I do not see this lack of his presence in your life going on too much longer. But do know it's completely a work-related problem right now.
Oh, goodness. Good to know. You mentioned video. Where can I find your video?
On YouTube. They are under the Psychic Love Doctor show. So if you search for that, you're going to find it. And they also have the audio portions from our shows here on Transformation Talk Radio. So you're going to get that plus other videos that we have posted.
Wonderful. Oh, I just love it so much. Thank you, guys. And you know I will call back with some more follow-up.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
I'll tell you, a lot of times people don't take into consideration that the work obligations of others can really be a stickler when it comes to romance.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with a long-term relationship. As much as we'd love everything to just go, absolutely perfectly, like sometimes it does in the movies, there are just certain instances where practicality in daily matters is going to rule the day.
Right.
So that's what I think is really holding things back in her situation.
Okay.
Just that he's got a lot of work demands.
Yep.
And there's a lot there he can't really share with her. Mm. So it's nice that I don't see in her cards that she's getting a suspicious nature or losing her faith in him.
Right. Well, that's good.
Now, we should talk. We were speaking a little bit earlier about parents and passion toward their children. What about when you have a child with a passion? I've read a lot of stories pertaining to like figures, you know, skaters, others that were like acrobats or that were into gymnastics. A lot of these families did not have the means to allow that child to pursue that passion. Right. And a lot of times I feel passion translates into, for instance, inborn talent, a gift.
Right. It does. Very much so.
I think, though, if people have a child like that and you explore a little bit, you will find coaches, you'll find organizations, you'll find plenty of others. But you're going to have to look and look hard for this. But you should be able to find ways that you can help your child to pursue that passion from an early age, even. So I know my children, remember, Daryl, they kind of ran the gamut of every kind of philosophy or different thing they wanted to do.
Well, let's see, it was karate, it was judo, it was band, it was football, it was, God, I don't know what else.
Tons of other things.
Yeah.
And our belief was that we would let them explore whatever the topic was that they were interested in, whatever that field was that had them excited. But what was the one condition?
They had to finish.
They had to finish. If we paid for one semester, if it was simply for, you know, a 1 year or whatever the period was, there weren't going to be no quitters. And boy, with that football.
Oh.
We went through a lot over that.
Yeah, we did.
But he finished.
He finished.
And even got most improved player, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But it was a lot of that was motivation, too. Of, hey, you're 6'2", and you weigh 120 pounds, and you got a kid that's 5'10", 210 pounds landing on you. It tends to hurt a little bit, but a lot of that was motivation for him to keep moving.
I think so, too. I agree. And I think that we as parents should stay alert, you know, to our children when they have such leanings or passions toward something that they'd really like to do. Yes, Daryl, would you like to give the phone number again?
Yeah, it's 1-800-930-2819. So anyway, we're back to where we were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the one I was playing football, he was kind of unmotivated at that time in his life, and that was a little bit of motivation for him. to get going and get moving.
And you went with him every time. Every time you went down there.
I went to him to every practice, went to every game. And the days he'd come in off the field and go, I don't know what to do. This guy keeps pushing me over. Give him a little motivation. Here's what you do. And he'd come back in next time and be like, hey, that was fun.
Now, myself, when I was a kid, I started writing at a very early age, short stories, poetry. And my parents found it very suspicious that I wanted to sit in my room all the time. And they took the door off my bedroom, which I took as really, really insulting thing. So I think we have to be careful in our judgments.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we got to be very careful how we do things in our lives and with our families.
I think it's a whole different age now, too.
It is.
You know, we as baby boomers, we were raised differently. You know, our parents chased us down the street with a with a belt. Or what we called a poopy boomer, which was one of those wooden paddles that had the ball attached. But once the ball came off, then it was a poopy boomer.
Yep, that's it.
And nowadays, I think parents are a lot more plugged in when it comes to their kids.
Yep, they are. Anyway, all right, we're going to go to break again here in a minute. The number's 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We'll be back shortly.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Win a free car during the huge Grand Slam event only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. If the New York Mets sweep the World Series, you could win a free car from CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Free car! Register to win at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. General Manager Filippo is back at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. That means crazier than ever deals and promotions. Stop by and say hi. He'll make every deal happen. How about a new Ford Focus, Hyundai Accent, or Volkswagen Jetta? For $99 a month. $99 a month. A huge selection of Mazda 3s ready for immediate delivery. 5 reasons, 1 destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Open 7 days a week. Win a free car if the New York Mets sweep the World Series. Register to win online at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 28, old exit 87, I-395, Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
No purchase necessary. See dealer for details.
Come support a great cause at Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars, 5 Cogswell Street, just off of Route 1, West Broad Street in Pawcatuck, Connecticut. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, on Wednesday, October 28th, from 6:30 till 8 o'clock, there will be a brief discussion about the benefits of a Mediterranean lifestyle using fresh, extra virgin olive oils. There will be a tasting with summer squash and zucchini noodles, pomodoro e basilico sauce with sautéed portobello mushrooms, an Italian red wine, and a special sweet treat will be presented. This will begin a series of events that will be focused on a Mediterranean lifestyle with the health benefits of our exceptional ultra-premium extra virgin olive oils at Capizano. Suzanne and Stephen Capizano invite you to attend. The fee is $7. Wednesday, October 28th from 6:30 until 8 at Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars, 5 Cogswell Street in Pawcatuck. Help support breast cancer awareness.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is Deborah Lee, and I'm sitting here with my darling co-host, Daryl, the Hubster. And we are videotaping today, so your readings are going to be going down into YouTube history.
Yes, they are.
So I see we have some callers waiting. Let's get right to it, Daryl.
Right. Let's go to Bernadette from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi. It's really hard hearing you guys.
Oh, well. Is this better?
Nope.
Okay.
What's wrong?
It went from really loud to I can barely hear you.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know.
All right. We'll try to figure out what's going on with that.
Okay. I'm going to listen really, really carefully.
Okay. What's your question today, Bernadette?
Well, I'm kind of torn on which direction I need to go and was wondering if Deb could pull my cards and see what they're just saying, like a general pull.
Okay, just kind of a general question of what's going on in your life?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that for you.
Okay.
Yes, we certainly can. That's often what I do with my own readings.
I know, it's usually where I start out my day when I'm doing them. Just do a general pull of what's going to happen today.
All right.
So.
I've been going a mile a minute and feel like I haven't been able to stop, and hopefully Deb has some answers in the cards.
All right. I'm sure she does. So you've been going a mile a minute, but you're stuck in neutral?
Yeah. Yeah. Like so much to do, and I feel like I'm floundering.
Yeah.
Well... Bernadette, your cards have a lot to say. A lot to say.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me, hon?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. What I am perceiving from your reading overall right now is that you are in a period of great flux. And by that I mean is all sorts of things are in transformation around you. And while it may seem, as you were saying, going a million miles a minute, and yet stuck in neutral, it only seems that way. What is actually happening is your future is beginning to take shape for you. Now, why I say this is, I am definitely feeling that this new year coming up is going to be a golden year for you. 2016 is the year that's going to hold the new relationship that is going to really... be an amazing life changer for you, Bernadette. All these frogs you've had to kiss up till now, it'll be so worth it because you're finally going to get the prince. Okay?
Okay.
Second of all, money issues, don't dwell too much on them. We know what it's like, but just say to yourself, abundance is coming. If I focus on the lack, all I'm going to do is bring more lack, more appliances breaking down, more roofs leaking, that sort of thing, more cars breaking down. They hear these things, so you don't want them to hear that. They only want to hear positivity from you. And I feel that you are going to step into a new type of career for you that is so in line with her true passion.
Right.
Which I think Bernadette has been so busy working, taking care of her family, and just keeping everything on track, that she's maybe drifted from her passion. But boy, I see her definitely connecting. It's going to involve a lot of communication, coming long distances, some really good work here for her. And she's going to really make a name for herself in the process.
Good.
I'm also seeing that there are key people around her that are excellent friends. You have two in particular. One, she's just like a sister to you. I mean, you two are like sisters of the heart. This one will paddle her canoe after you, no matter how far you go up. How can we say this delicately? Poop Creek?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one, she's more forward thinking. This is somebody that's always looking ahead to better days and very optimistic. And she is going to hold a lot of wisdom and guidance for you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I come through in these cards, too. So, and what I feel is she is going to make an acquaintance of a man that is going to really knock her socks off. But I see that primarily this relationship will develop over forms of communication.
Right.
And I think that's going to be a wonderful foundation. Wonderful foundation for a future, well, marriage. Look at this. We've got, it's going to be a friendship, Bernadette, that will develop into a solid structure of and containing marriage for you. And I just feel that if you just shift your thought processes just a little bit, you have so much to receive here that it's going to be a year that will seem like it's Christmas every day. It really is good.
Yeah.
I would love to sit and dwell on this. Unfortunately, don't we have others that we want to squeeze in? So
here.
Bernadette, I have to leave you. I'm sorry. But honestly,
that's okay.
You have just very dynamic cards. Very dynamic. And that one who keeps, that man, that the guy who keeps pestering you and promises you all kinds, let's just put it this way. He's a, what would you call him?
Frog?
No, yes. There's somebody here that doesn't want to quite let you go, but you know what? He's all talk. He's never going to produce, no matter how much he promises you. So with that, good luck to you, honey, and please call us again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome, Bernadette.
Bye.
All right. Let's move on to Amwa from Connecticut.
Hello there.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you, Amwa?
Good. I just want to, everything's changing so quickly. And so I want to just get to the question because I know you have other callers. Today, this fellow, he called me, and it's just very confusing, Deborah, because he's trying to lure me into the center that he's running, and he has an event on Sunday, and he wanted me to come, even though I told him how I felt, and I don't feel comfortable, and you know why. So I don't know what to do. This is just so hard for me. How do I shift through this?
Okay. Is this the one we've been discussing before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just a moment, hon.
Yes, please.
Okay. Dead air, Daryl.
Yes.
Better talk.
Yes, I'm trying to. So
I feel like I need to confront him and tell him that this is not the way to do things. I don't know.
You know what, though? I have to tell you, even as I'm still laying out your cards, I believe that we had talked about this in the past a little bit, that he would find as much of an excuse as he could find to try to reconnect with you, to reestablish communication with her. And the fact is, he does have feelings for her.
Right.
His life is changing too right now. I definitely see that. In fact, as I was laying out your cards, a particular woman fell out, and I feel this is the one that's currently in his life. The way that she,
yeah.
You saw that. The
yeah.
way she sprinted out of the deck, which tells me a great deal.
Right, it does. Yeah, it tells me a great deal.
I feel it saying that she is on her way out. Now, you're not comfortable, and you know what? You have to follow your own heart. If you absolutely do not feel comfortable in accepting his invitation, well, that would certainly be understandable. Now, if you were to ask me if you should or not, I would say it might not hurt to see this through to a point of full completion for yourself, to a point of full resolve. And what I'm saying there is, you want to be able to walk away when the time comes and not have lingering question marks. What might have been?
Right.
How might this have been different? Blah, blah, blah. So your cards are saying, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I feel that. I just don't feel, because he's making these excuses for me to come there, for the greater good, I don't want any hurt, and this other woman is there. And that's just adding more fuel to the fire for me. I want to walk away and just be okay with it. But I guess why I'm calling, the main point is, should I tell him that this is not acceptable for you to, after I told him how I felt, this is not acceptable. He needs to do his thing and whatever he needs to do with this other person. And then I'll come back, but I don't want to be in the middle of this, you know?
And I'll be perfectly honest with you, hon. I am not seeing this as him wanting to initiate an affair. I see this strictly as him wanting to be closer and connected to you. But I'm not seeing this as an affair.
Okay, so then what do I do? So you're saying, if I'm asking you as the reader, as which you are, of course, I laugh a little. So should I go on Sunday? Hello?
Yeah.
We're here.
We're
here.
Thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't, but I want you to ultimately make this decision, okay? If you go ahead and you tell him how you feel, you know what? It isn't going to change how he feels one bit. I told you that
hiding. He's not telling me the truth. He's telling me that I see you as a dear friend. You know what I'm saying? He's not being honest with himself.
That's exactly it. Right. He's not.
All right, Emily, we're going to have to take a break here. Hang on to the line, and we'll get back to you right after the break. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, okay. Yep.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Yeah.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee, our amazing host.
And Daryl, my intuitive co-host. I would like to pick up for a minute with Emla. She's on the phone.
Yep. You there, Emla?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we did a little talking, Daryl and I, during break, and what we feel is you are facing a fork in the road here. Now, on the one hand, you can go. You could go to this thing he's invited you to. On the other hand, you could choose not to. Either way, okay. I don't feel you're going to dissuade him. He's still going to be around and
right.
and persist because he does want to keep that door open with you. The thing okay. is, this is something you have to search out for yourself. I can tell you I don't see you getting hurt either way. So it is a decision, though, honey, you got to make for yourself. Okay?
And I understand that. I really do. I just, I want it to happen. And he knows that, too. I mean, it's not like I didn't tell him. So, and he knows that. So I don't know what he's doing. It's very confusing. I feel stable one minute and then I'm not the next because I just, my emotions are all over the place. It just, when he calls, it's just another vibration. I go to from 0 to 90 in 2 seconds with my emotions.
Right.
So
what I'm seeing, Amla, and this is just strictly from a guy's point of view. He's holding on to you just in case, you know, and he starts to turn away and then it's like, oh no, I'm gonna hold on to her just in case
yeah.
something happens with, you know, and he's okay. he's just hanging on. That's all he's doing,
right? But does he's hanging on because he is interested, and is it a fear thing because he doesn't want to lose anything? I don't know.
He has desire.
He is interested, but at the same time, he's holding on.
But I see the other woman is leaving the picture.
Right.
So I think he's already starting to line another one up. Line right. you up as the next one so he won't have to be alone.
Got it. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I don't want to thank you. You really did help me. This I'm just so appreciative. And Deborah, many blessings to your mom.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. Thank you. And be in touch.
You're welcome. Okay? And I have learned my thoughts and my prayers every night. So God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Yep. All bye-bye, right. honey.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's move on to Patricia from California.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
What can we do for Hi. You today, Patricia?
Oh, well, okay. So I met a guy online, and I'm going to be moving to another town. And while I was there to see how I could set myself up, when I was there, I met a guy online. But I didn't have a chance to meet up with him in person before I came back to California. So we've been texting and back and forth, and I was going to meet up with him when I go back next week. And he just told me that we're not going to meet because he's dating someone now. I guess he met some other people, too.
Well,
I just was wondering if you thought that it was just done or if you thought that maybe there was something else. Maybe we will meet at some point because I will be moving in like by the first of the year. And I'm going back, you know, next week for a few weeks to set myself up.
So you specifically would like to know what that was all about?
Yeah, or if maybe if he, I think I know what it's all about. I think he's dating somebody, but I don't know, is that going to last? Does he want, because I thought we were really going to meet. I really thought something was going to happen.
Okay, one moment while I get your cards all lined up here.
That's kind of a strange situation. I've never run across that one before. Done a lot of readings, but I like this one.
Well, that's one of the beauties of personal prophecy readings. They cut right to the core of what people really feel, what they're thinking. I mean, I just absolutely love it, if only for that fact that you really get into the nitty-gritty of another person's emotions. Personally, I think he's going to be back, Patricia. And the reason I say this is I think that you and these conversations, you came across to him as maybe a little bit too high maintenance. So he is...
Oh.
Yeah. Because I see he's very much still attracted to you. Very much. But he's taking the path, we'll say, of least resistance. He's telling you while he's seeing somebody. I think he wants to generate more passion on her part, make her want him even more.
Maybe.
So what I would do if I were you, and I generally don't tell people what to do, but I throw out a possibility. What I would do is I would punt right now and let him have the ball. And watch and see. I think you're going to hear from him a lot sooner than you might anticipate. And
because what I said was, because I'm... Oh.
Pardon me?
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. Well, I see him coming back into your life within the next 3 weeks or so. Possibly sooner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because what I left it open, because I know I haven't met him, and I know that there's no romance. So I was just like, you know, I do need friends in the area. If you'd like to be friends, that'd be cool with me. And that's how I left it. But he didn't answer.
Well, okay. I think he wanted you falling all over him. You know, men online, sorry, Daryl, but men online seem to get a little bit spoiled with the amount of desperate women that are out there. They're hunting these men down in droves. They're sending their naked photos across the internet. I mean, men don't have to work very hard
to
get something going with somebody out there. And here you come along, and you're approaching things from an entirely different angle. He needs time to come up to speed because you're a quality woman where he's been so spoiled by quantity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. So just, you know, just hang in there. Just be you. And you watch and see. You're going to hear from him. There's no doubt in my mind. And then you can decide what will transpire from there.
All right.
You've put yourself in a class all your own as far as he's concerned. So give him time. He'll come up to speed. Are we really that short?
Okay,
oh, my goodness.
Yes, we
are so short on time. I hope, Patricia, that helps.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
You can catch up with us again on next Friday. We'll be here with the Psychic Love Doctor Show doing more readings. So hope to hear. Oh, in fact, next week's topic would be right up your alley. Next week's topic is, how does he or she really feel about me? And we're going to get down deep. We're going deep.
Thanks. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we are. Thank you so much.
Anyway, right. Thank you, Patricia. Let's do a wrap up on the show here.
Okay. We'd like to encourage everybody, please get the app if you have an Android or an iPhone.
Right.
The app we have is Psychic Love Doctor, and it's available free of charge.
At your app store.
There you go. Also, if you're in the Virginia Beach area, you can please give us a call here at the Healing Fountain. We'd love to see you. Or I also will have, I do have email readings, Daryl and I both do, that are available through our website, psychiclovedoctor.com.
All right. Oh, and tune into our video, because there's a little piece we didn't get in today that is going to be added on to the end here.
The special visualization to help you connect with your passion, your true passion, will be at the completion of this video on YouTube. So please join us.
All right. We'll talk to y'all again next week. Have a great week, people.
Take care.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.